Specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
How about a week in the middle of March with no rain and no storms? That's very rare. Today, sunshine. Still a little cool for this time of the year with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday morning. Tomorrow, more sun, cool, high 63. Low tomorrow night, 38. Wednesday, middle 60s. Thursday, I think, will be near 70. Friday will be 70 or above. And into the 70s Saturday, and still nice weather. The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week, unfortunately. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
With Wow's super fast internet, bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, come check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a 1-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Oh,
sultry. Or creepy, whatever. All right, our number 272-9227, minutes now after 1 o'clock. All right, we got more to get to. I don't want to get sidetracked on the gas tax. It passed, it's here, whatever. But there's other stuff going on in the United States and around the world I want to get to, and locally here in the great state of Alabama, including, did I print this story off? I hope I did, because it's a great story. Where'd it go? I know I printed it, because I remember seeing it when I was organizing my stack.
You're senile.
Well, I am. This is a cool story. Almost 20-year-old murdered, pair of murders.
Yeah.
Was solved. J.B. Beasley and Tracy Hollett were teenagers back in, what year was that?
1999.
Yeah, 1999 when they went and disappeared. And they
Well, they found them in the...
Well, they found them in the back of a trunk.
Trunk of a car. And
both had been shot. And now they think they've got the guy who did it. Except I printed the wrong version of the story, and so I can't hardly read it.
Ozark, I think.
Yeah. According to a paternity petition, the guy who allegedly did it, McCraney, lived on Lisenby Drive in Ozark in the summer of 1999, a 1.08-mile straight walk from where the teens' bodies were found near the intersection of Herring Avenue and James Street. He failed to appear for a DNA test, failed to appear in response to a second DNA test. He was eventually ordered to pay $243 per month in child support and an additional $50 per month to catch up on back support. The child's mothers filed several child support petitions over the next several years, claiming he was not current. He served in the military from 93 to 97, was stationed in Biloxi. Married in 92, separated in 94, later divorced, filed bankruptcy back in 95. He was employed by different trucking companies over the years. He remarried almost 19 years ago and has been living in Dothan. In 2013, he created a nonprofit religious ministry known as Spirit and Truth Lifeline Ministry. Well, yada-la-da-da. I'm so sick of these nonprofit religious ministries popping up everywhere with ridiculous names. Can we just leave it to the ones we have and assume there are enough churches out there?
Yeah, I agree.
And you gotta file up under somebody else that's already in existence. Can we have that like be the 2019 rule? Every storefront in Alabama has some con game going on in it. He was listed as a director on incorporation papers filed with the Secretary of State along with two others. Doesn't appear to have any prior criminal arrest. But apparently he... What was... I wish I could find the better...
They were going to it was like July 3rd. They were going to a party, if I remember correctly and what I read, and they never made it. And then they found them, I don't know how long after that, in the trunk of a car, one of the girls' cars, and they'd both been shot. And they went to Northview High School.
They were
in
both
Dothan.
17 years old when they were killed. All right, here it is. Investigators identified Coley McCraney of Dothan in the murders of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Hollett. Let's see here. Okay, here it is. I was wondering why they sent the DNA. And then I had it, but the way it printed from the Dothan Eagle has a damn ad right in the middle of the most important paragraph. So I had to pull it up.
That's worthless.
I had to pull it up on abcnews.com. The 20th anniversary, along with the 2018 arrest of the Golden State Killer, prompted the police department to send evidence from the crime scene to Parabon Labs, a company in Virginia that provides DNA phenotype services. And they matched it based on, I believe... I believe they matched it based on all these stupid genealogy things people are sending.
That's what I picked up from reading it. That's scary. I mean, for him, it's scary.
It's really a weird story. The mother of one of the girls said that the girls called from a gas station telling her they were on the way home, and then they never made it back. They said at first there were no signs of foul play when the investigators found the black Mazda sedan the teens had been driving. But when they opened the trunk, they found them inside with gunshot wounds to their head. Do what?
I'm coughing, too.
That's all right. There's something going on in the studio because I can't catch my breath, neither can you. One of the first purses was found in the front of the car with all the cash and credit cards inside, leading police to believe that robbery was not a motive. No indication of whether he knew the teen. That's what I want to know. Why'd he kill him?
Was there any kind of sexual assault?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Genetic genealogy allows law enforcement to identify a potential suspect through his or her family members who voluntarily submit their DNA to a genealogy database. That's what this is. That's how they caught this guy. All these people sending these 23andMe. I'm telling you, if you've ever murdered anybody, you better go ahead and murder all your first and second cousins, too. Because somebody's going to get a burr up their ass and submit one of these things to genealogy.com or 23andMe or one of these things. And you're going to get caught. So you might as well take out everybody close to you. I'd say up to second cousins. You know, you better get to murdering. And you can that's legal advice. It's not legal advice.
As everyone knows, I watch a lot of crime shows, but it's really interesting. Every now and then, usually these people that are like violent murderers, they have a terrible past, and they continue assaulting people all their lives and all that. But every now and then, there's somebody that committed murder, and that's the only time they ever did anything. And they end up marrying and having their own family and moving somewhere else and are living this, you know, normal life that you would have no idea. And every now and then one of those guys is caught. Just like this guy. I mean, this was in 99. How long ago was that? 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's lived a no.
Well, I mean, which leads me to believe one of two things has to be true. Either he randomly shot two girls and then has never done it before or since, or he's killed lots of people, or more than two people, and those are never going to be found out. I had this conversation with somebody just this morning. You know these serial killers? They're probably serial killers we don't even know are serial killers, because they're just random murders, and we just find a body. We're like, that's weird. Random body found there. But there may be somebody who's killed 100 people randomly just driving around the country killing people.
Yeah, and that's
people.
The only time they're caught is that one time.
I know. And so they keep their mouth shut on hopes that one gets reversed on appeal or something happened. They don't want to go confessing to everything, and they'll never get out.
Remember that state trooper in Florida that was pulling women over and raping them and killing them? And it was like 8 or 9 or 10 women along this one corridor of the highway, like I-95 or something. I don't ever drive down in South Florida, but
someone told me they found semen on one of the girls' bra and panties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they were 17 years old going to a party at night. It could have been anyone. I'm not calling these girls
loose,
but yeah. I mean, you can't automatically assume it was his.
Well, unless they've matched it.
Well, I mean, if they matched it, they just found the guy.
I know.
Probably hadn't a chance to match it quite yet. Or maybe that's the DNA that they matched, in which case that would be pretty compelling. Somebody making fun of me for playing Corey Hart. I don't mind playing a little Corey Hart every now and then.
Well, get your own show.
Who's this?
Joe,
you're on the air.
Just wanted to tell you, WTVY down in Dothan is saying that he's also been charged with rape, and that's probably where they got the sample from.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, this said it was matched through some database, genealogy database.
Well, apparently they collected the semen at the crime scene and have held it, finally matched up somehow.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm reading from the news story. It says, let's see here. Something who voluntarily submit their DNA to a genealogy database.
Yeah, I'm just saying that WTVY.
And that's probably more accurate than fake news ABC anyway.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Can't stand ABC News. Owned by Disney. You can't trust anything they put out. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you daily from 9 to noon. If you like what you hear, join us on a regular basis. You can check us out on the app. Just search WACV on the Google Play Store, Apple App Store. Check us out on the TuneIn Radio app. Do it from your web top browser, newstalk931.com, or you can just listen live right here on Newstalk 93.1.
traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
When you hear it, into the field, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Just go low. It's driving me mad. It's making me crazy.
A night filled with hit after hit. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
After 10 o'clock. Don't forget about that wreck on 65 South. I'm not telling you not to take 65 South because it looks like it's cleared up. It's still a little slow through there, but you'll make it through. If you're on 65 South, stay there, but don't forget about it. John Oates had a great mustache. John Oates had a great mustache. Big, you know, big old broom sitting right
broom,
on the
front. Yeah.
Not as good as Dr. Sam, but a nice mustache. I wonder if he still has one.
Who, John Oates?
Has John Oates gone to glory? Is he still with
no,
us?
No, he's still with us, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I wonder if he still has that outrageous mustache.
I'll look him up. But.
And quasi-permed hair, because that's a good-looking man. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 22 minutes now after 10 o'clock.
That's him in 2016.
Yeah, not quite the same. Not quite the same. I mean, he has a mustache, but it's
a lot cheesier.
I mean, it's just trimmed down. You know, the thing he had in, what was that, 1985-ish? It's a thing of a work of art, a thing of beauty. Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors of hour number two of this program on a daily basis. Get in touch with Alabama Home Mortgage anytime you want, day or night, 567-4223, or on the web, alahomemortgage.com. When you go to alahomemortgage.com, ALA, like the state of Alabama, do it now at your desk. Do it now at your desk. You'll be surprised how quick you can go through this online application. Your boss isn't going to know. Tournament season's around the corner. You're not working in the next 2 weeks anyway. Go to alahomemortgage.com. And while you're there, fill out the application on the blink link. You'll see it. Just scroll down just a hair. You'll see it down there on the right-hand side of the screen. Fill that application out online. She'll call you back with a deal. Tell you whether or not you can save money. And she's right every single time. So give her a call, 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Don, you're on the air.
Good morning. I think what you're going to find, if you go back to the Golden State one, they didn't have the DNA of the killer, but the sister went into the whatever, 21 me and whatever, and they've established a database. And from her DNA, they were able to get to the brother. And I think what you're going to find in this case, the database is going to come back to the children. He was denying that he was the father of one of these kids.
Oh, they had a paternity test, right?
Yeah. So they probably never had his DNA. They're tracing it back through the children. Like in the Golden State, they traced it back to the sister.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I was, the way I read the news story was that it had gone through some DNA database from a relative. That's the way I saw it.
But that's probably why he never would give up his DNA, because have semen on the scene. But back then, they had no matches.
I sure wouldn't be giving up my DNA if I knew I'd murdered somebody and left DNA splattered around the scene.
Well, I'm wondering why some lawyer hadn't taken up whether or not these DNA databases are legal that's come from these people that are out there cracking their history, because that's where they're actually matching up.
Well, I know, and it's a good call, because you've raised a good legal issue. I think you would have trouble on Fourth Amendment grounds, because you don't have a right to privacy of your sibling's DNA.
That's the way they got the guy in Oakland. I suspect they got this guy through his children that he denied, because I doubt very seriously if he ever gave up his DNA without a court order.
Yeah, even with a court order, I think if I'd murder somebody, I'd probably disappear. I certainly wouldn't submit.
Or at least become a preacher.
Well, it sounds like he tried, didn't it? I mean,
what I'm saying. He's another phony preacher.
Man, there's enough of them. Woo, there's enough of them. Hey, that's a good call, Don. Appreciate it. Don's redeeming himself in my eyes.
That was a great call.
We had history. He wasn't always the best caller to talk radio, but he's getting a lot better. You know, that's what this show exists to do, Jack Campbell.
Bring out good callers.
Well, or sharpen those out there. You can have a whole audience full of really great callers. But just like great basketball players, they don't pick up a basketball and start draining threes. They have to start close to the rim, and then they miss a bunch of shots, and you correct their form. You teach them to reach your hand into the cookie jar, 60 degrees going into the basket. Then you back them up a foot, and then you do a little more. 60 degrees going in the basket, reach your hand into the cookie jar. Back them up a little more, and then once now you're draining them from 10 feet.
Did you play horse when you were a kid?
I played horse this week. Love horse. It's a great game. You never played?
Oh, yeah, but I'm terrible.
Over the side of the backboard, nothing but net. Bam.
That is where I can't shoot. If I'm looking
straight
at
on
the side, not face on, but
yeah.
I'm on the...
Uh-huh.
And
it's going anywhere.
Going
anywhere. You got no frame of reference.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the highest percentage shot from the pros, from the corners.
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's a substantially higher percentage. Usually because you're more open in the corners and it's a little closer over there. Who is this?
John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, John. Turn your radio down, please. Okay. This is good radio. Thanks for your call. God.
Who was that? Walking John DeVoe?
I have no idea, but that was... You murder a radio show with that kind of a call. I'm going to take a break and listen to Dolly to make up for that.
Hey, now, that's not a chore.
I love Dolly. We'll come back into Dolly, too. We'll make it a two for Monday.
What is it she said? It's not... What is it she would say? It takes a lot of time to look this cheap or whatever she said.
It takes a lot of money.
Yeah, she's a character.
All right, guys. We'll be back. 272-9228. 9 to 5.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks on Wall Street mostly higher ahead of this week's Fed meeting. A few exceptions, Boeing, as the probe continues into recent crashes involving the 737 MAX jet, and Kraft Heinz, which said it won't be able to meet the deadline to file its 10-K with the SEC. Apple shares are up slightly after unveiling its new iPad. It's thinner and slightly larger than its current entry-level tablet. It'll set you back $499. Comes with a screen that measures 10.5 inches diagonally. And Venezuelan oil, which was down for the U.S., may be diverted to Russia and other countries. This according to Venezuela's oil minister and the president of a state-run oil company. Here at home, the price of oil is above $58 a barrel. The price of gas, unchanged. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
How
about a week in the middle of March with no rain and no storms? That's very rare. Today, sunshine. Still a little cool for this time of the year with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday morning. Tomorrow, more sun, cool, high 63. Low tomorrow night, 38. Wednesday, middle 60s. Thursday, I think, will be near 70. Friday will be 70 or above. And into the 70s Saturday, and still nice weather. The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week, unfortunately. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Me playing Dolly twice. I can't. I play Dolly three times.
You don't have to be so damn hostile about it. I don't care whether you play her at all.
Love Dolly. Everybody loves Dolly. She stays out of politics. She's fun. She's always in a good mood. She's cute. She's timeless. She never ages. Her songs are flawless. There's nothing wrong with Dolly. Dolly's the best. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah, well, someone said we needed a listener seminar. apparently, CBS 42 on their graphics, they wanted to say Auburn wins the SEC tournament. But they didn't check that SEC had been auto-corrected. And it says Auburn wins sex tournament.
That is hilarious.
Our number 272-9228. And the look on that guy's face, too, that makes the picture even better. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I just left the tag office in Elmore County, and y'all may have talked about this, which came to surprise me. I didn't hear y'all talking about it. If you did, title clerk was telling me in the gas tax bill that was just passed last week that all vehicles starting next year, every vehicle you had goes up $13 a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. These are things we've covered at length. I'm not chastising you for not listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting our audience know that we covered the gas tax bill inside and out. Yeah, $13 a year starting next year, starting in October, for those that renew it October or later. And then right. it'll go up, I think, $4 or $5 a year, or $4 or $5 every 4 years after that.
Yeah, well, the title clerk said $3 a year starting in 2023, I think.
Yeah, I don't think she's right about that. It's not going to go up $3 a year. I think it goes up, I think the math equates to about $1 a year, but it doesn't go up every year. Every few years it goes up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you covered that. I missed it.
Again, I appreciate the call, Rick. I really do appreciate the call. We try to cover a lot, and I know everybody can't listen for 15 hours. A week, I get that. As sad as that is to me. Hell, I don't even listen for 15 hours a week. I tune out half the callers. But that's not true. Maybe a quarter. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Well, I got things to do. You don't look at me that way. Can't listen to everything everybody says. They don't listen to everything I say. I'd have to listen to everything they say.
You're just talking to yourself, man. You're just talking to yourself.
Sort of. All right. You guys know there's a war in Somalia right now? Has anybody told you about the war in Somalia?
No, and nobody probably cares.
Well, that's part of the problem. You probably haven't noticed that the United States has quietly been increasing its airstrikes against targets in Somalia. In recent months, dozens of al-Shabaab terrorists have been killed by American drones or planes in Somalia. Al-Shabaab sounds like a delicious dish. Like a shrimp kebab dish. I'll take the al-Shabaab barbecue, please. Not blackened. Stomach's a little sensitive today. And I mean, doesn't that sound like a dish? Al-Shabaab?
No, it doesn't.
Are you serious? Sounds just like, I've always thought.
Like baba ganoush?
Yeah. It would be a delicious dish. It is a delicious dish.
What is it? Eggplant?
Yeah, it's eggplant with some seasonings and all mashed up. Not bad. Eat it with a little tabbouleh. Nice.
I'll tell you, Marson's cafeteria used to have this eggplant casserole. That was oh, my God, it was good. I don't know what was in it, but it was really good.
Well, if you've had baba ganoush and tabbouleh together, it's a really good dish. Anyway, I just figured I'd alert you guys. There's a massive war going on in Somalia that we're prosecuting because nobody's bothered to mention it to me. I found out about it today for the first time. No idea it was happening. I want to get to the economic stuff a little later. Oh, David Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, David Kramer, longtime associate of one of the lousiest people to ever live, John McCain, had a deposition that was recently unsealed. And in the deposition, he said that John McCain had contact with at least 14 members of the media regarding the Steele dossier, a collection of 17 memos containing unverified allegations against Donald J. Trump. Kramer gave a full copy of the unverified dossier to then Senior Director for Russian Affairs at the National Security Council, Celeste Wallander. Also gave a full copy of the unverified dossier to Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, and also Chief of Staff at the time for then Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, a guy named Jonathan Birx. Kramer also provided a briefing in early December 2016 on the dossier to both Wallander and Victoria Nuland, then the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs. David Kramer also provided ongoing updates to Fusion GPS and its founder, Glenn Simpson, and dossier author Christopher Steele about the efforts to get it into the right hands, and other members of the media regarding McCain's meeting with FBI Director James Comey. Christopher Steele had been hired, of course, by Glenn Simpson on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee to compile a dossier on Trump. In his deposition, he confirmed that he was BuzzFeed News' source for the dossier. BuzzFeed published the dossier online in January 2017. McCain famously denied ever providing a copy of the dossier to BuzzFeed, telling the Daily Caller on October 18, 2017, "I gave it to no one except the director of the FBI. I don't know why you're digging this up now." Kramer is an affiliated senior fellow at the McCain Institute. What the hell is the McCain Institute? Is that where you go to foment terrorism? Provide funds in found places like ISIS? Al-Qaeda?
The McCain Foundation for Liberal Studies.
Revealed in his deposition he'd been in contact with 14 journalists and producers about the dossier, including ABC News' Brian Ross and Matt Mosk, BuzzFeed's Ken Bensinger, CNN's Carl Bernstein, The Guardian's Julian Borger, McClatchy's Peter Stone and Greg Gordon, Mother Jones's David Korn, NPR's Bob Little and Rachel Martin, The Washington Post's Tom Hamburger, Rosalind Helderman and Fred Hyatt, and the Wall Street Journal's Alan Cullison. Alan Cullison. Kramer said he didn't speak to the New York Times, but noted both Simpson and Steele were speaking directly to the New York Times because they felt it required investigation by a serious news outlet, and they chose the Times at that point. You see how this works in Washington?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk directly to 14 different members of the media, so you hire a lackey who talks to 14 members, and then when someone says, "Are you sure you're not talking to the media?" You say, I'm John McCain. Not talking to anybody. Only talk to James Comey. I do my treason out in the open. I take pictures with terrorists. I vote against Obamacare repeal after I campaigned on Obamacare repeal. I vote for Obamacare repeal when Obama's president, and I know it can't be repealed. I vote against it when I know Trump's in office, and it can be repealed. That's why I was the deciding vote to kill Obamacare repeal. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten to Lyon State for days. I wouldn't have had 9 funerals. ABC News wouldn't have covered it wall to wall. John McCain. Can't stand John McCain.
Oh, I can't either.
He has got to be one of the worst human beings.
Turncoat. Total turncoat.
Total. He has got to be one of the worst human beings in the history of this country. Benedict Arnold level, John McCain.
You know, Bob Dole gave as much of his life as a victim of war and as a U.S. senator than John McCain, and I will guarantee you he will not get the coverage on his funeral whenever he passes that John McCain got, because Dole didn't buck the system.
And John McCain wouldn't have gotten the same coverage if he hadn't been leading the charge against Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason they treated him that way. They were sending a message to everybody in the country. When you buck Donald Trump, you're a hero. You'll be treated like this. You'll be rolled out the red carpet. We'll have 9 funerals on wall-to-wall cable news. We'll interrupt young and the hung and the worthless will be preempted for your funeral.
Well, you see the difference between no class and class. The Bushes clearly didn't like Donald Trump, but he was at the funeral and he talked and he was very good to the family, and they later said how much they appreciated it.
Yeah.
But he said he did not want... McCain said, I didn't want Trump at his funeral. He didn't go. So, you know, that just shows you the difference between class and no class. And John McCain had no class.
He's the absolute absence of class. Red Top.
Hey, folks. Good Monday to both of y'all.
Likewise.
Same to you.
And I tell you what, I feel is very treasonous is what happened during the negotiations with North Korea and the United States, that whole day of testimony with Michael Cohen, while nuclear negotiations are going on, I feel is pure treason, and it affected negotiations very much, and we see the results of it right now. There's got to be something. I can't think of a time in my life when a president has gone to go to a major summit or something and been something going on in D.C. like this. Am I mistaken, or is that the first time
that's happened? A very good observation. I haven't thought of that, but you're right. I mean, you know, when Nixon went to China and, you know, Reagan went to Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. I mean,
were they holding congressional hearings against them and slamming for the president while they were doing these things? I don't think so.
Well, you're right. And that's a very good point, you know. Cause
you know what? That's just as treason as it can be. And it's, I don't know. Everybody says there ought to be a law, but, you know, they should not be able to undercut the president like that while he's doing major negotiations. That was important, and they screwed it up. You ain't got to tell me that they didn't screw it up. So Schiff and all them guys, kind of treasonous.
Well, I agree.
It's about as bad as John McCain.
It's a coup. I mentioned this I mentioned it probably in February or March of 2017. That early, I started telling you guys. That was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it a coup, but this is what a coup looks like.
This
is what a coup looks like.
And thank you, gentlemen.
In the 21st century, this is what a coup looks like. Terrible. Terrible, terrible. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. My friend Sam McClure over at the Adoption Law Firm, I want you guys to make a commitment to me. I want you to make a commitment to me because I want the best educated audience in the history of the world. If you guys ever plan to adopt in your entire life, if you plan to adopt next year, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, if you think it might be an option, I want you to have all of the available information in front of you. I want you to call Sam McClure as soon as you get the opportunity. I want you to schedule an appointment. I want you to go in and talk to him and say, what do we need to do in order to be the best adopting case you've ever seen? Because you hear too many stories of people who get these nightmare scenarios. They get halfway done with adoption, and they realize it costs more than they thought it was going to cost, or it's more time-consuming, or there are all these problems that they should have taken care of 5 years ago. If you are ever going to adopt, I want you to call 546-2009. 546-2009. Don't wait until you're ready to take the first step. The first step is listening to this ad and calling Sam McClure. He's a lawyer who does adoptions. That's what he does. He's an adoption guy. 546-2009. You call him today. You call him tomorrow. Make an appointment. Go home. Talk about it. Pray about it. Do whatever it is you have to do, but you call Sam McClure. 546-2009. I'm serious. Because you don't want to get into the adoption process and realize there's something easy that you forgot or easy that you overlooked. Don't do it. Go to Sam McClure today, 546-2009. Call him now. It doesn't matter if you want to adopt 10 years from now, 5 years from now, a year from now. You call him today, 546-2009. Check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. His Facebook page, The Adoption Law Firm, is chock full of information. I mean, it is chock full of information. Got videos and testimonials, everything else. So get by there when you get a chance. Go by his Facebook page, The Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 51 minutes now after 10 o'clock, 9 minutes to the top of the hour, an hour, 9 minutes before the Dan Moore Show kicks off right here in the River Region, emanating live from WACV, where we have the honor and privilege of driving every day and using these very airwaves. Guys, I do want to tell everybody that you don't have to talk in your sleep all night. I don't know if Mr. Sandman's mattresses, you sleep so soundly that you don't talk in your sleep. I don't know how that works, but I know that you're going to sleep better. I know that
I mean, I have four Mr. Sandman mattresses in my house. Actually, five. I have five Mr. Sandman mattresses in my house. Yeah, one, two, three. Yeah, I have five Mr. Sandman mattresses in my house. I believe in them. I don't just, you know, promote products I don't believe in. I believe in Mr. Sandman. I believe in David Justice. I believe in the process they have over there where they train these people. They train the salespeople. They understand the product knowledge inside and out. They understand what it takes to make sure you're getting the mattress you want. You know, when I go in and buy a mattress for kids, they know what a kid needs at certain weights and heights and all that kind of stuff. When I go buy a mattress for an adult, they know, well, now I need to ask more questions. I need to ask about sleeping styles and sleeping habits and patterns. Are you up and down all night? Do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back? Do you like it soft or hard? Do you have back trouble, neck trouble? Have you tried the latex pillow? They got latex mattresses, too. It's like sleeping on air. It's unbelievable the way it works. Go by Mr. Sandman when you get a chance. Highway 14 up in Millbrook, right across from the Dollar General on the Atlanta Highway, just across from the Dairy Queen. The Dairy Queen, you can get you a curlicue while you're over there. They still have those curlicues?
Well, I think so.
Or the chocolate dip. Isn't that what the curlicue is? The chocolate
no,
dip?
No, they just,
cube?
All their cones, they do the little
curlicue on the
yeah.
top.
Yeah. Hater.
Hater. I think they have some of the best soft serve ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know who else has good soft serve ice cream?
Who?
Chappies. That is good ice
yeah,
cream. That chocolate soft serve at Chappies is good. This is not part of the Mr. Sandman ad, by the way. Nor was the Dairy Queen shout out. I just like ice cream. Oh, speaking of, I need input. And what you guys can text me. If you have my text, you can hit me up on the instant message on Facebook. You can call the program. But I think we'd bore people to tears if we talked ice cream makers. I need an ice cream maker, and I have no idea what to look for or where to go. I was going to go to Home Depot and look around. Do they have ice cream makers at Home Depot? Seems like a Home Depot thing.
I'm sure they do at the Walmart.
I try to avoid that place.
No, me too. I don't go.
I mean, I'll go. I'm not a boycotter. I'll go if that's the only place in town that has it. But if I want, you know, I want something made in America maybe, or one of our allies, not China, if I can avoid it. I might not be able to avoid it. You know how long I had to look? You know how long I had to look?
For a can opener.
For a garbage disposal.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't made in China. It took me like 6 weeks. I finally found one that was assembled in the USA, probably with all Chinese parts. But at least we gave some American a job, and it was $10 more. And it's better. It's super quiet. You turn it on, you don't even know it's on. You careful, you stick your hand down there. You don't even know when you turn it off. It's all insulated and, you know, it doesn't... You know, some of them do that. It just goes...
Wow.
And it's off. Yeah, it sounds like a baby sleeping. It's really nice. But anyway, I need an ice cream maker. So somebody, if you have an idea for an ice cream maker... One of the proprietors at Chappies gave me the insight as to why their ice cream is so delicious. I'm not going to spill the beans. I'm just going to tell you it's really good ice cream. Sometimes I'll go there in the afternoon just to get an ice cream. Now, I always get the ice cream after I eat there, but sometimes I'll stop by just to get the ice cream. Speaking of, I got something for him.
Jeez, you're like all over the map.
I got something for the guy who just texted me. I need to call him after the show. I need to remember that. Anyway, I need an ice cream maker. I need somebody that has a homemade ice cream maker. Where do I get a good ice cream maker?
Somebody will probably give you one. Nah. People don't do it anymore.
And is it a waste of money?
Yeah, because you'll do it a lot this summer, like when the peaches come in, and then you won't do it for another year.
Jack, I've got 7 children and a mom and dad at the house who all eat a tremendous amount. We all like ice cream. Actually, the mom doesn't eat much ice cream. But
why
the dad
you ask
sure
me
does.
A question that you already have the answer to?
What?
Will I use it if I get it? And I said, yeah, it'll be... and then you won't argue with me. It's like my father's son, how's the steak? I said, it's tough. He said, don't eat it. I said, don't ask me.
All right, I'm getting some good advice here. Target, Williams-Sonoma, Cuisinart. This one here, Bed Bath & Beyond. And even got a particular brand here. Bucky's? Someone said I could get one at Bucky's. Mabry has them at Bucky's.
I use mine all the time.
4 minutes to the top of the hour. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Charlotte.
Hey,
and I want to tell you about an ice cream maker.
Okay, tell us.
I'm ready.
Cuisinart makes one, and you can buy them at the K store over there close to the Kohl's over there. You can buy
them there. What K store?
The K is in Kohl's.
Oh, the
Kohl's.
You
can buy them at Kohl's.
Cuisinart has them at Kohl's?
Sure.
I'm going today. Because Carolyn, who I think very highly of, Carolyn has quality tastes. Carolyn, who answers the phone.
The Cuisinart's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you freeze the little container in the freezer,
mm-hmm.
and you take it out, you pour your little, mix your stuff up and pour it in there, and about 30 minutes, you got ice cream, baby.
Somebody just sent me one and said this is the best one. It is a Cuisinart. It's a Cuisinart ICE70. Boy, that sounds fancy. Electronic ice cream maker, brushed chrome. I noticed they clipped the price off of it. Oh, no, $112. That's not bad. I could do that.
Well, you can get them for about $50 or $60.
Now, I don't want a $50 one. I got seven kids. I can't have this thing breaking down in a moment, in a heat of ice cream passion.
Maybe you need two.
I need two.
They only make about a half a gallon, so you'll need two of them.
We can make it every day. How much ice cream do you think we eat?
Well, I mean,
we can make a quart of Breyers last.
Six or seven kids and two adults can eat more than two quarts.
Well, we eat about a quart over 2 days.
Oh, okay. Well, then that.
But we just give them a scoop after dinner. We don't get carried away.
Okay. Well, that's what I would go and buy.
I'm going to Cuisinart.
And Kohl's will have it. If they don't have it, you know.
I'll order it. I hate to order it online if there's a brick and mortar store here that has it. I'd rather just go get it.
Well, if they don't have it, you might try that Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
They may have it.
All right. Fair enough.
But Cuisinart is best. I have a Cuisinart and I love it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. This is exactly what I needed, Jack. I had no idea where I was going to go. I'm sorry for hanging up on you, ma'am. I didn't know you were keep going. I thought you were finished. This is exactly what I needed. Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie.
I've got one. I'll sell it to you if you want it.
How much? What kind? Does he have a Cuisinart ICE70? Because it looks like that's the one I want.
You know what? I'll have to go to my office and look.
You have it at your office?
Because I didn't like it at my house because I had a better one at my house.
Oh, okay.
I've got a commercial grade one that has its own compressor in it. It weighs about 50 pounds. It's all stainless. Probably a $400 machine, but you have to buy it online. But the Cuisinart will make it your ice cream kind of crystally and icy, where this one is a gelato machine, and you can make it out of just fruit and simple syrup, or you can make it out of milk, and you can, in any kind of flavor you want in it.
Where'd you go? He's gone.
He's gone.
Fast Eddie, you can listen to the